You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. Yeah, and like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, just a reminder, we're about to have a conversation with Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. At 3:30, we're going to have State Senator Sam Gavan on the show. And then at 4 o'clock, we have a lady by the name of Alyssa Murphy, who's a managing editor at the National Catholic Register, to talk about the FBI targeting Catholics, of all things, as potential radical extremists. Anyway, all that still to go on today's show. But for right now, let me just do this. We're going to start off. You got a sound effect for me, Boone? We're going to start off with a whole section of home fries right now. Grill them up. Get them ready. Serve them up hot. Things that have been happening right here in your own home state. And who else to better call in than our friend Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. How you doing, Stephanie Smith?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Good. You like the little sound effect, the sizzling home fries?
I really did. I feel like that was a compliment, or I'm going to take it as one.
Oh, well, there you go. I hadn't thought of it that way, but there you go. I wasn't trying to be misogynistic or put a sound effect out there. For...
I take it as a compliment for sure.
Okay. Good enough. Glad of it. Well, hey, it's been a crazy week in the legislature, so reminding folks, we have about 3 weeks-ish of legislative process left to go. Stephanie, right. You've been keeping in touch with all this, and a lot of things happened this week, and we get into that end-of-session flurry where you're watching bills that have been running slow suddenly having to pick up speed. What caught your attention this week?
Yeah, so there are several things that did, but it was interesting. You know, you and I are kind of students of the game, and so the dynamics were interesting this week to watch, as well as the bills that, you know, had movement and some bills that passed. The House quit early on yesterday afternoon, which was a surprise to many on both sides of the aisle. The Senate stayed and passed a bunch of legislation. Number one on their list yesterday was Dan Roberts, Senate Bill 261, which is being referred to as the ESG bill.
Yeah.
And that bill has been really interesting to watch. It has been, for lack of a better term, watered down a little bit, but it still holds a decent amount of value. So it's something that, you know, API has been interested in. And, you know, as your guest after next will attest to, you know, both businesses and government have been weaponized against conservatives, and that doesn't seem to be slowing down. This bill is an effort to make sure that state entities don't do business with companies that refuse to do business with companies that have to do with fossil fuels or firearms or firearm manufacturing. Or even, and this is the part that API is specifically interested in, it prohibits the targeting of companies who refuse to facilitate access to abortion for their employees, and make sure that those who are not giving their employees gender-affirming care, I'm doing air quotes so that you can't see me, there are some companies that are shipping their employees out of state in the state of Alabama to get this kind of health care. And on the other side of that coin, those who aren't are actually being punished by some investment companies,
yeah,
which is crazy sound, but it's happening. And so this bill is supposed to at least give them the, hey, you can do that if you want, but the state of Alabama is not going to contract with you if you do it.
Well, and rightfully so.
And I think that's pretty strong.
How'd the vote go, by the way? Was it bipartisan? Did all Republicans vote for it? How did it come out?
It was party line.
Okay.
It was straight party line. The commentary on it was really interesting because it kind of felt like an upside down, bizarro world moment where you had Democrats who are traditionally pro-social causes and not necessarily anti-business, but it's kind of secondary to their, you know, thinking sometimes ideologically, combating Republicans who, you know, the Democrat side was saying that Republicans were trying to place restrictions on business. So it was a little bit of a bizarro world moment. But it was an interesting conversation. I think it came out on the right side, and we'll see what the House does with it.
Okay.
On a couple of other issues or fronts that, you know, we've been following, the Pregnancy Resource Center tax credit was passed through the House.
Yeah.
With some pushback, with some controversy, with some, you know, accusations, which were strange. Apparently, several of the members did not like the fact that it was a man carrying that bill.
Yeah.
Why that matters, I'm not entirely sure.
They need something. When they don't have any facts at all, they bang on the podium and make stuff up.
That's right. So Jamie Kiel is handling that. Was handling that bill in the House. Did a great job of keeping it together and not apologizing for being a man. I'm not sure what they were expecting him to say when the accusation is the man. Although I did find it slightly rich that that was the commentary, since earlier in the day there was actually a bill in House committee trying to codify what a woman is and
yes,
what a man is.
I did my whole monologue on that today, by the way.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah.
I missed that part. I listened for the last hour, but I missed the first little bit. So, so that was interesting that they came off of that committee hearing where they couldn't decide what a man or a woman was and then got mad at Jamie for being a man. So I'm not sure how you have it both ways. But
right. Well, it used to always kill me, too. The thing that I always heard was, you know, somebody like Senator Vivian Figures, who I got along with fine. Mm-hmm. We got along very well.
Yeah, I like that.
Except for mm-hmm. policy issues. She would go to the podium and say, "I'm here to speak for all women in Alabama." And I thought, no, you're not.
I mean, and I don't think anybody on either side of the aisle really can, you know. So, I mean, that's a nonpartisan issue. So nobody can really speak for everybody in any sort of, you know, classification or tribal classification. That's nonsense.
Nobody that sounds good, though.
It makes a good sound bite.
Yeah.
Until you think about it, at least.
So
the grocery tax situation is moving kind of behind the scenes, which is, as you know, from having been involved with API on a personal level, has been something that, you know, Alabama Policy Institute has been pushing for years and years. So it's nice to see movement there. It doesn't do away with the entire grocery tax. Obviously, that would have been our preference.
Right.
But it does make a big dent. And it's just one of those things that we've been talking about for years.
I know. Like, wow, this is actually looking like it's going to happen. I had Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth on the show a couple of days ago, and he's been sort of leaning into this, even though he can't carry legislation or cast anything but a deciding vote on a split. The reality is he at least leaned in on it and tried to use the weight of his office, and he's pretty much signed up almost the entire legislature as co-sponsors.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And he got every single senator and 100 House members.
Out of 105.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that is about as strong as it gets as far as co-sponsors. Rarely is there a controversial bill. And what I mean by controversial is if it's non-controversial, basically nobody cares.
Right.
If it's controversial, it means somebody might care. But to have that many co-sponsors for a tax cut is a huge, huge impact. And so the bill would actually reduce the state sales tax on groceries from 4% to 2% over a series of years. And it's tied to growth in the trust fund, which is that doesn't hurt my feelings because the trust fund has grown every year since, I think, 2008. We'd have to be in a really bad economic situation, for there not to be growth in that trust fund. But with groceries, I think, are up by like 7 or 8% over the last year. And so, it depends on what you buy. But, you know, the average is about 7 or 8% nationwide. And so, you know, people are just struggling and struggling to put food on the table. And this is a way that the Alabama legislature can provide immediate relief. And it's just the right thing to do.
And
it's a very regressive tax.
I like the fact, too, that it's a broad-based relief. It's not like one tax bracket gets something and another one doesn't. It's everybody who buys milk, bread, eggs, bacon, whatever, is going to get the potential for a tax relief. And I'll tell you the other thing, too, and then I want to switch to another topic real quick before we run out of time, but I think somebody else who deserves some credit in this has been Democrat Minority Leader in the House, Anthony Daniels. I think he's been rallying his troops 100%. To do some things that you don't normally see out of Democrat leadership, and I credit him for some of this.
Oh, I definitely do. He's been a stalwart this session. Between his support for the grocery tax cut and the overtime tax cut it was his baby, and he has been pushing. We've been helping. But it's one of those things. He just has such a strong mindset on these tax issues. It's very refreshing to see, and I think Anthony's a great guy and just trying to do what's right for the state, which is really nice.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, with about a minute to go, quickly give me your thoughts on State Health Officer Scott Harris being appalled by transgender legislation that we at API all supported.
Well, I mean, I'm appalled that he's appalled. So we can be equally offended. The fact that the unelected, completely unaccountable state health officer is siding with transgender activists over the vast majority of the state says a lot to me. It also says a lot that I do know that he personally denied making those remarks, even though they were caught on audio.
Yeah.
And so that's almost as frustrating as his remarks, in my opinion, just because he denied that, trying to influence legislation that Sam Gavan brought to bring some accountability to that office. And I think he stepped in it, and I think he illustrated why Sam's bill is necessary. It's not personal with Scott Harris, but no one person, especially not an elected official, especially not somebody who's not accountable to the people, should be able to have almost dictatorial authority over us, over everyone in the state, especially someone who is not like-minded with the vast majority of our citizens.
Well, totally agree on that one, and we'll have Sam Gavan on here in about 10 minutes and sort of get his views on where his bill's going. But my friend Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, we are out of time, but thanks for the update. We'll get you back on again next week and keep it going.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks. Have a great day. All right, Boomer, run us to the break, man. But she's always got like her finger on the pulse of what's happening in the State House and the policy decisions being made. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not familiar with the Alabama Policy Institute, go to their website, alabamapolicy.org. They've got all kinds of research input on things you would care about, and then just track them on social media. You'll get a lot of information. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We're cooking up some more home fries. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, Boomer, home fries. Gonna cook up a batch of home fries, serve them up hot. Things that are happening right here in your backyard. Boomer, I want your commentary on this one. You ready?
All right.
Totally non-political, but it is home fries. It happened in Alabama. Story off AL.com, dated this morning. Multiple Auburn athletes given indefinite suspensions. Have you seen that story?
No, I have not.
So, and it doesn't say why. All we know is it says that we are aware of the situation. We take this very seriously. Appropriate offices are conducting a thorough review. Indefinite suspensions have been issued for violation of applicable Auburn Athletics Department policies. No further comment will be provided at this time. Something about a video on social media. And multiple Auburn athletes are now on indefinite suspension.
Wow.
So, your unvarnished thoughts. What are you thinking right now when I say that? Would Alabama have done this? That's my question.
Yes.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't think they would.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Depends on what it was.
Well, you did have the thing lately with the, you know, with the Auburn basketball player's name, or Alabama basketball player who you know, provided the gun that was involved in a shooting.
Oh, I know.
And then he comes back out. And he came
back out.
Yeah. Next game, they pretend to frisk him just because it was funny going on to on the court. I'm just thinking, I don't know. But you know, I tell you what I like. Give me your thoughts on this. I like seeing a coach keeping his people accountable.
I do like that a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they should be kept accountable, especially nowadays, because there's so much. I mean, everybody's watching in all different directions.
Yeah. And regardless of what Charles Barkley said one time, you're still a role model. Kids watch.
Yeah.
And they see. And then you represent. When you sign up to play, you're not just you. You're signing up to play for the brand.
Correct.
Yeah. So we don't know what it is yet. Maybe somebody out there does. If you do, text us. We won't tell. Just send us something. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what, and we don't know how many athletes. All we know is,
let me see this.
Yeah, see if you can find something online while I'm going to the next thing.
All right.
Track that and down. Hey, here's something. Home fries. I'll call this out. Good when I see it. So the only Democrat in Alabama's U.S. delegation is Representative Terry Sewell. So Representative Terry Sewell, Democrat from down south of Birmingham, over towards Greene County, all that area, got a big district because it's, you know, it's so sparsely populated, it's kind of broad. She is joining all of the other brethren and sistren from our U.S. delegation, all the rest of whom are Republicans, and calling out the Biden administration on the possibility of Space Command being moved. So, you know, it's not even her district, but it is her state. And I appreciate it when you see statesman-like behavior like this. So, yeah, story on Yellowhammer. U.S. Representative Terry Sewell, Alabama's only Democrat vote in Washington, spoke out against the Biden administration's reported effort to reverse Space Command's basing decision about making Redstone Arsenal its permanent home. Her quote is, "The White House should immediately reconfirm Huntsville as the headquarters of Space Command. To change course would be because of politics and not merit. And surely the Biden administration would not allow politics to improperly influence this decision." Wink, wink, nod, nod, stomp, stomp. So yeah. Did you just find something on that? You did. Do I even want to read that out loud? I'm not sure if I do.
I don't know. That's why I didn't say it.
Oh. Let's go ahead and just say that we're not going to read that out loud because that could be defamatory if it's wrong.
Correct.
Yeah. But that would definitely involve somebody being indefinitely suspended.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Now the whole audience is like, what is it? Do you find it just by a Google search?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I found it by Google search, and that's like the most recent, like within the last like 40 minutes.
Was that social media speculation or was that a news article?
I can't see
your screen from here.
That is a couple different news articles.
Oh, shoot.
Yes.
All right. Well, and that is so awful that I'm going to go ahead and just leave that and alone. I like that they have accountability at the Auburn program. Notice how I said at the Auburn program.
I heard it, door.
All right, folks, where common sense is a superpower, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming right back with State Senator Sam Gavan. We'll be back in a moment.